I currently believe that I don't think I can get there.
Why?
Because I've done all the things. Stop me if you've heard that one before.
Tell me all the, what do you mean I've done? What does all the things mean to you, though?
Kathy method, no TV, 2.5 years of plants, discovery worksheets, 96 to 100% on plan, messing with alcohol amounts. So I started writing on belief a couple weeks ago, and I kind of go through this little wave of like, okay, but I did. So now my belief is actually kind of tanking a little bit.
But our belief doesn't tank because we're taking action. Our belief tanks when we start changing how we think about the actions we're taking.
Right. My thought is it's not working.
All right. So tell me, in the, like, if I needed to see your data in the last month, what would I be seeing in the last month? And that does not mean, like, tell me first how much weight you have or have not lost in the last month.
I've been 195 for 13 months.
Okay, so we've been 195 in 13 months. Yeah. Is there been any overeating?
I would say two or three times a month. I go like a 2.5 and then I'll, or three, and then I'll do a discovery worksheet. I had one fuck it in like October, but that hadn't been for a couple of years.
Okay, well, let's just back it up to the last week.
Okay.
All right, so in the last week, you were 100% on plans for sure?
Yes.
Okay. That's an easy one. Water and sleep?
Yep.
Okay. So we got all that. So it's coming down to, are you actually hungry before you eat?
Yes.
Like hungry?
Yes. That's like, why I'm coming on. I'm confident about that.
Okay. So you, I just want to make sure, because sometimes people will say yes, and then I'll say, okay, will you give, like, if I had a way to put a sensor inside your brain and it would go off if you ate and you weren't truly hungry, would you bet me $50,000 on it? And they're like, well,
yes, I would. Okay. Because I've been actually struggling with stopping work to eat. I've heard you say that.
But you're actually hungry. So then on the other side, are you equally as confident, and you would bet me $50,000 that in the last week that you stopped at enough?
No, of course not. That's the one I want to work on, is my plus two.
Okay. So this is the thing. You have no right to believe you can't do this.
Right.
And you have no right to say you're doing all the things yet.
How do I still not have a plus two signal after 3 years with you? How do I not have a plus two
signal? Enough signal. Like, you act like this is a big problem. You act like this is a stain on your humanity. You act like this is really confusing. I will tell you exactly how you don't have one. Food tastes fucking good. And if you're enjoying it, it's hard to stop until you get good at doing that.
Right.
There's no mystery. There's no stain on humanity.
No, it's not a mystery.
So this last week, if you had actually stopped at enough, what do you think would have happened? Like every single time, even when you didn't want to.
I have stopped at enough this week. That's why I'm like, what? Right,
so this week, what happened with the scale?
Nothing. It didn't move.
Okay, so we had no move, all right?
Correct.
And you're 100% that is your enough, or are you like, what happened the week before? Did you stop at 100? Did 100% of the time, was it at what you think is enough the week before that too?
Yes.
The scale didn't move. All right, so here's the news. Your body is saying that what you think is enough is called maintenance.
Right. That is $50,000. Yes, I would put money on that for the last 13 months.
Okay, so what is it going to take to quit eating and maintenance and calling it doing all the things and shaking your belief? It's like, what's it going to take?
It's going to take eating less, but I
guess. Why are you confused? You just need to eat less. Every single meal. Tell me why. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to try to get this in my mind because my belief is getting shaken, even though I'm writing on it every day.
No, belief, but stop saying that. Remember, belief is a feeling.
Okay.
It can't be just shaken because of circumstances and results. Your thought is mismanaged around it.
Okay.
your thought is, I'm doing all the things and not losing weight. Your thought, yes. That is not going to strengthen belief. Your thought is, this is confusing.
I tried all the methods and it didn't result in weight loss. My thought is,
all the methods and you're actually eating in maintenance. You got to eat less than that.
Right. I've pushed plus two. I've waited for hours. I've left bites. I've done half. I've done Kathy. Like, how?
Tell me what you ate yesterday. Read off your plan and tell me the foods you ate and let's just break it down.
All right. Yesterday was the 13th. Okay. Yesterday, 13th, collagen, coffee, eggs, bread, cheese, peanut butter, chocolate.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
What?
Collagen and stuff in your coffee. Then you had eggs. Wait, collagen, what in your coffee?
Oh, like half and half sugar-free syrup, my coffee thing that I do in the morning.
Okay. And then, and you had breakfast too.
Correct.
Okay. And you had how many eggs?
Two
eggs. How were they prepared?
Scrambled with some cheese.
Scrambled with cheese. Did you have like butter or oil in there too?
No.
Just spray?
Correct.
Okay. So we had eggs and we had cheese and we had something else.
Bread.
And one or two?
Two
pieces of bread. Correct. Anything else with breakfast so far?
A little bit of peanut butter and chocolate.
And peanut butter and chocolate. And you're 1,000% sure that that was eating to enough and not eating to what is exactly maintenance. That sounds like a lot of food to me. I'm just going to tell you right now.
All right. Well, I left two bites of that. Okay.
Yeah, you left two bites of a meal that my husband would eat.
Huh.
What are your thoughts when I say that? What if you had ate half that? What if you had an egg and a piece of toast and your coffee and you didn't really need the peanut butter and the chocolate to top it all off, but you got your cheese?
I wrote down plus one yesterday. That was a plus one.
I think that what's happening is you think a plus one is really your plus three.
Okay.
If you're eating where you think, like, this is what I would try for a week. Okay. And this actually came from the chat.
I got to grab a pen.
Okay. Go get your pen.
Go get my pen. Okay. Sorry. I have a question.
I want you to do this for a week.
Yes.
I want you to eat half of what you think is enough to where you go, like, there's no fucking way this is going to be enough. This is like, I'm going to be hungry in an hour. I want you to eat that level for a week. So that we can just see what's really happening.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you, like in that meal, there was no way you needed chocolate and peanut butter. That had to have been you just wanting it.
So the plus one for me is when I'm still thinking about food an hour later. Instead of being
You're not hungry. You're just thinking about food. And you need to ask yourself, why am I thinking about food? I've had more than enough.
Because I wasn't satisfied.
Right. But that you're thinking that's hunger. I want you to in 1 hour after you ate two eggs, cheese, two pieces of toast, coffee with all the fixings and chocolate and peanut butter, in 1 hour, you're like, ooh, I'm already feeling hunger. I can feel it. I've had a dip in my energy. My stomach's growling. All the things are happening.
Oh, no, definitely not into the negative part of the scale, just not plus two.
Yeah, you're going to need to eat like half. Tell me what you had for lunch. Mm-hmm. Did you have a snack?
No, not yesterday.
Okay, good. All right, so lunch, what'd you eat?
Lunch.
You're going to hate me by the end of this call, but I love you. I do this with love.
Why would I hate you for saying I need to eat less? I've been the same weight for 13 months, and I am like,
all right, then you're going to love me because I'm going to blow through this clogged up toilet that is blocking your weight loss.
You're trying to help me. Why would I hate you?
I think it's because I'm fixing to take away about half the food that you think is enough. And I'm going to be like, oh, I think we're eating to emotionally enough.
And that all that triggers that same thought is I tried that for a couple weeks and it didn't work. So I'm listening.
What have you tried for 6 months?
Ugh. Well, my body would adjust at some point.
Boom, you just gave yourself away.
But I would be preoccupied with not being satisfied and I couldn't concentrate.
No, you would be learning how to stop thinking about food all the time if you took the food away and you'd be losing weight. Your problem is you're like, well, I don't want to be preoccupied thinking about food. So the way that I'm going to solve it is by overeating or eating to maintenance rather than when I'm preoccupied by food, I need to teach my brain we've had enough and we're okay. We're losing weight, bitches.
Okay. That brings me to my next question, though.
Okay.
If satisfied is enough for 3 to 4 hours, that's what I've been operating on.
Yeah.
I can do this. I'm trying to find the right words. If satisfied is, I'm not thinking about food and I can do my life.
Oh, you're doing it different. You're saying it completely wrong. You think that it's not thinking about food. It's about not being hungry physically for 3 to 4 hours. Now, you're probably going to think about food because you've been thinking about food. This is the thing. Let me just say this, and then you can like argue with me all you want. Your magic is in taking the food down a notch to where you're losing weight and then learning how to re-talk to yourself and to trigger your mind to think about food all the time by taking the food away so that you can be like, we're okay. We've got plenty. You know what we got? Not only do we have a couple of eggs, a piece of toast with some cheese and coffee, we also have weight on our butt to tap into. Of course, we're going to want to eat. That's way more fun than letting our body tap into our fat stores. Eating until we feel like we are like, okay, I've ate enough to not have to think about food. That's your difference. You're eating enough to not have to think about food for 3 to 4 hours. And I want you to eat enough food to last physically for 3 to 4 hours and to think about food a lot until you decondition yourself to think about food to where you're thinking more about how much weight you're going to lose because now you don't eat for fear of thinking about it. You will for sure need to watch this one more time, but that's going to be your magic.
So all the times the last 3 weeks, month or whatever, that I have been like growly, acidy, like gross -3 and still working, I know I'm not in a scarcity like mindset.
Right. I want you to be there by the time you eat again. I don't want you to preemptively eat and then be like, well, but if I eat half, Corinne, I'm thinking about food. Like if you're growly and acidy and all the things in an hour, you need food. If in an hour later, once you've ate half, you're just like, I probably didn't eat enough last time. I sure wish we had had that chocolate and that peanut butter. I wonder if we're going to be able to make it all the way to like noon. I would blah, blah, blah. Like if that's going on, that's not hunger.
I'm not worried about
that's
that.
That's emotional. That's bullshit.
Not me. That's not me. That doesn't ring with me. Because I've already worked through all of that. Ugh.
Okay, then you won't have a problem. Eat half of what you planned this entire week. None of that will come up, and I bet you lose weight.
Okay.
You'll have nothing to worry about.
Okay. I've trusted you this long. Why would I get all
the food? Now tell me what you had for lunch.
Oh, yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Tortilla salad, yum sauce, which is a thing in Oregon, cheese, nuts. Steak.
That was all on the salad, though.
That was on the tortilla. Yes.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. We had a steak and cheese tortilla.
Yeah.
All the other things. With a salad on the side with the yum sauce.
Yes.
Anything else? Oh, where were the nuts?
On the salad.
Okay, on the salad. All right, that's what I was kind of thinking. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I want you to either choose. I get a salad or I get a tortilla.
Okay.
What was dinner? And did you have snacks or no? Or wait, like I quit asking you about snacks.
No, some days when I'm working, some days when I'm with the kids, I do get hungry. Some days I don't. I didn't eat dinner last night because my lunch was like at 4 and I was fine for the rest of the day.
Okay, that was good. I bet you could have just had that tortilla with the steak and stuff and probably done just as fine too.
All right, we'll give it a week.
This is what I want you. I don't want you to give it a week. I want you, like, well, first give that a week. I want you to cut it in half for a week, and I want you to see if anything changes.
Okay.
But I want you to be thinking about, like, probably if you're not losing weight and you really feel like you're eating to enough, that your enough is more than you need to lose weight.
Right. Agreed.
It's a maintenance amount of enough, but you've got to string a lot of time together. And I think that for most people, if you just do the Kathy method, if you just do a couple of bites and stuff, that will work. But if you're even like saying, well, I go to the buffet and I load up a platter twice. Well, last week I only ate like one whole platter, and then being frustrated if you didn't lose weight. I'm not saying you're overeating to that extent, but I think what's happening is that you're expecting weight loss over, you're kind of over serving what you need to lose weight. I don't want you eating so little that you're dying, but first, if you're already over serving, just leaving 2 bites behind or whatever isn't going to make a big dent. Now, for some of you, it will, but y'all are in the Queen's Club, which means that first 25 pounds is gone. And so now what we got to do is we got to start getting into, all right, if the scale is not moving and I am doing all the things, there's got to be things to change. And I think for you, the thing that I'm most worried about for you is that when you said, if I eat half, then I'm going to have to be thinking about food. So that makes me think that you're subconsciously eating to a level to where you know you won't have to think about food versus eating to the level of which you need to lose weight that allows you and brings up your thinking about food so that you get to work on those thoughts now. And that's your next level because you're in the Queen's Club.
Ugh, what? Okay. It's hard to process this while I'm like, you know, I'm listening to you and then you're like, we're live in this conversation. If I was a podcast, I'd like pause it and be like, what did she just say?
Yeah.
The question I've had all along is and I'm going to just cop to everybody. This is the person who joined at 175 and gained 20 and I've never been happier. I solved binging and overeating. So I'm like, I love everything. So the two stinky thoughts I have are maybe my body wants to stay here and I will never be satisfied if I want to lose weight. That's the shit thought, is I'm going to be eating less than satisfied.
Right. But I want you to start getting satisfied with your life and not just eating to satisfy so you get to feel satisfied.
I am satisfied with my life.
Okay. Let's make sure. Let's take some food away and see what comes up. It will tell you really clearly if you're truly satisfied. Can you be like, this is the thing, Amber, I want you to be able to take some of this food away and you to be like, go immediately to, I'm such a badass working on my weight now. I'm very satisfied with myself.
If I told you I did that for like a month in June and it didn't result in weight loss, like it's not a belief problem or it's an action problem. Cause now we're talking about actions again. And I thought I was like, oh, you've got a belief, which makes you like sneaky bullshit, sabotage something. So I've been chasing what I'm sabotaging, not like I've been chasing.
I think you got both going on. I think you got an action line problem, which means you need to cut that food in half for sure. I'm trying to have you take the food away to bring out whatever you are sabotaging with. I think right now, I don't think you necessarily know. I think I know. I don't think you've made the connection.
I'll never be satisfied. That is the shit. I'll never be satisfied. That is the shit. That
never
is
be
the
satisfied budget. With what?
I won't be satisfied physically in my body to lose weight. And that means I will always, like, I don't know when it will adjust if I keep.
What does being satisfied in my body mean to you?
It means that my stomach is fine. I'm like ready. I've got the fuel. I'm not tired. Let's go kick ass at this. Let's go play this. Let's go do an activity. Let's not.
Right. Like, well, this is all you got to do is tell yourself, I don't know what the fuck it is unless I try. Like right now you're overeating to compensate for your fear of not having enough energy and stuff. So you're giving yourself extra energy in the tank. What if you're going to be really satisfied? What if you're going to find more energy? What if you're going to have more capacity?
Okay.
Because you're also riding high on being satisfied with seeing the scale go down and seeing yourself actually lose weight that you keep getting frustrated that you're not losing. What if you get satisfaction from all those areas too? And you get emotional energy because you're no longer spending it being frustrated with it not working. Satisfaction comes in a lot of different ways. So does energy. We really, as humans, do not need much food. Have you ever watched Survivor? Watch Survivor. Them bitches, if there is a chocolate chip cookie on the line, they can have not ate for 10 days and run an obstacle course and drag a man behind them.
Yes.
I kind of think that you and I could go with a tortilla steak and get through our work day. And not have to worry about, and I have enough energy to do our shit. Our bodies just don't require, like our brains want to tell us we need so much more. What our bodies really need, we don't need near as much food as we think we do. This, I'm not trying to advocate everybody starving. So I don't want everybody hearing this going like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not hearing that. I'm not hearing that. You're good.
Yeah. But I want us to all realize is that so much of what we do is we like you're preemptive eating against a fear that you might not have energy and feel satisfied and be able to do all your stuff. And so you're spinning out and spending all your time frustrated, overanalyzing, solving things that aren't really the problem. It's like.
And I think I'm stopping when the thought is I've had enough. I think I'm doing plus two. I'm not chattering about all of that. I think I'm eating to satisfied, but I'm eating to maintenance.
Yeah. I think that's the thought you've got to have. Have I ate to maintenance or have I ate where my body's had enough fuel to help me lose weight?
Okay. Because in my mind, I still have less food, less satisfaction, but I don't have less weight, more satisfied. I don't have that connection.
And this is the thing. You can actually eat less food and be very satisfied with yourself.
Yeah.
And be very satisfied that you've got plenty of stores on your body and plenty of energy to carry you through for 3 to 4 hours and be satisfied that you get another opportunity to eat pretty soon. Like satisfied is a feeling. It's not a thing generated by how much food you ate. It's about the thought you had around it.
Okay.
You got this. Do this.
Tell me.
Work on this next month and come back next month for Queen's Club and raise your damn hand. And email Emily in. No, I'm serious. Okay. Email Emily in. This is probably a very pivotal call that I would love to watch it go. Would love to know what happens in your mind this next month as you really question, like, I'm going to be eating less. I'm going to feel like it's not going to satisfy me. I'm going to think things like this isn't going to satisfy me. What if I run out of energy? You're going to generate all of that by eating less. Okay. And then what I want you to do is tell yourself, and I'm experimenting. I actually want to see if some of this bullshit I think is true. And I'm going to give it like this next month of really going all in on that to see what happens. And then I want you to report back to me. But you already do such a good job on everything. I want you to really track your thoughts about it.
Okay.
I think you actually believe that you can do this because you keep coming back so hard at it. I think you believe that there is an answer. You just haven't found it yet. Otherwise, you wouldn't show up so regularly to get coached and keep making plans and stuff.
I believe that taking care of myself, I'm going to get lumpy in my throat. I believe the higher my self-love goes, which is right now off the charts, I should have 175 now. So I have a little bit of entitlement, right? Like wrapped in there, like, poor me. All right. Yeah, because my self-love is nutso. I don't even, food is not a, a reward, a celebration. It's not a thing anymore. And that's awesome. And I'm like, right.
But this is the thing. I think you've done all of that work, and that's amazing. Sometimes when we're eating, it's not about our lack in ourselves. I think right now it's your fear that you feel so good and you're feeling so amazing that if you eat less, that somehow that's jacking that part up.
Shit, that's the one. Oh no.
And it won't. It's going to grow you. It's going to make you stronger. It's going to show you how much more you can love yourself, how much you have an immense capacity to be understanding when you have all of these thoughts and stuff. That's what we're going to do. Okay.
So freaking good. You got right to it. That was like the zing right there. I'm afraid.
And we came around full circle.
Man, that was the shit right there. Damn. Okay. All right.
You do this and then you come back next month. I want to like coach you one more time on this one. And everybody, I think, might want you to post in the Queen's Club. There's a talk of threads going on. I think they're all wanting to do the eat half challenge. You're going to have partners. Don't worry.
Damn, you're good.
All right. We don't even have to go. We don't have to recap from the last time. We'll just pick up where you are now because we're going to actually take this call. We're going to edit it. And then it's going to be Amber part one, Amber part two. We're going to see what all happened. We're going to coach. And then
I should probably curse less.
No, it's all right. It's all right. It's just in the membership. They're very used to the foul mouth. So
I don't know. I heard you talking about me on the podcast and I was like, oh, please don't say my name. Oh, please don't say my name. Oh, please.
I don't say the last name. So, so tell us how the month went. Tell us like what happened.
The month has been really, really great. Okay. I have a huge crew. They know who they are. I have a huge crew. We'd be here all day because I'm just a lucky chick. But the tribe and everything went fine. And 9.1 pounds, according to Happy Scale, in a month. And I was like, the fuck you say?
All right. I just got it.
Yep.
Let's just tell you, like, I'm going to have my Snoop Dogg moment. I'd like to thank me.
Yes. Put your crown on. Just adjust a little bit.
But all right. So seriously, though, you came in like determined you couldn't eat less. You knew you were eating what you needed to. What did you find out through the month? Like, what did you?
Well, I found out
what was hard, what was easy, that kind of stuff.
I do need to say before I dig into the actual food part, I did do 7 EMDR treatments at the same month. So,
just tell everybody what that is.
That's a type of therapy where you go back into some trauma and you reprocess it through your body. So it's like big, it's the big work, right? It's like really like a lot of big stuff. So I think that was why I was ready to hear you say, now it's just about the food. Let's just eat less. Cause when you told me that a year ago, I was like, well, no, I can't do that. There was no resistance this time.
So did you do the EMDR before our call or was that since our call?
It was really funny. I'd gone through a really, really intense session that week. So honestly, the food part was not even really that much on my mind because I did like ex-husband, like it was a huge, like I journaled for 3 hours, like crying, like it was a big deal. And that was that same week. So I was like, we're eating less. Yep, we have other things to think about today. It doesn't matter.
But that's so interesting the way you say that, because this is one of the things I want everybody to pull out of this is that prior to that, you were way overthinking the food part. Like you were just obsessed. Like, no, this is exactly what this means. You were very locked in. You're like, I have my stuff. And then when you decided to just really work on what you probably needed to be thinking about, notice how it was like a lot easier to make the switch of like, okay, we're going to be eating less.
Yeah.
It's just a thought change.
It was a thought change combined with, I wouldn't have been able to hear you if I hadn't done everything else. Literally the only thing left was food. 100% compliance, like just all the basics. I wouldn't have been able to hear you until I was ready because I had done all the other things like with total fidelity. Well, a couple of mistakes here and there, but you're human, right? Like, so what I came around to was like, okay, the absence of hunger for me is weight loss. And satisfied is maintenance. So I'm not trying to bastardize your program. This is just my words.
I need you to, like, I got to pause for 1 second. All right, now continue.
Oh, no worries. I was just going to say that the main realization was, if I neutralize hunger, that's weight loss. The absence of hunger is weight loss for me, but I still fight the, but I want to be plus two on Fridays and Saturdays, which has been my thing forever and ever and ever. I keep working on that. So it was really interesting to continue to reinforce with my brain, nope, you're good. Nope, we're leaving it there. And I'm not going to say, I mean, there was times where I ate over the span of an hour. Mm-hmm. I mean, not to not think about food for 3 hours like we talked about, but because I was genuinely still like, no, you're still hungry in your body, because I was doing other stuff. I was like, you know, let's work some more, let's do that. So I implemented the Kathy method the way that I think is more what she the spirit of it. But
can you tell everybody what the Kathy method is, so that when we do this recording, that the people who will listen to it, the next thing you know, everybody will be like, what's Kathy method?
I think I understand. You eat half, walk away. I think she says 10.
Tell us the Amber method. Tell me what you did.
The Amber method was to portion out what I would normally want and then literally like chop the plate in half, walk it back to the, you know, like from the table to the kitchen, do something else. Sometimes it was a timer for 15 minutes. Sometimes it was 10. Sometimes it was like, okay, we're going to do a thing and then come back. And I'd say 7 out of 10 times I would come back and I'm like, no, I'm good. And just move on and put it in the fridge or throw it away. I've thrown away so much food this month. It's a little embarrassing.
I don't think
I'll have to go to the store as much.
Let me just tell everybody, this is very common. And for those of you who have a hard time throwing away food, for 1 month, you might throw away food. For 1 month, you're going to deal with thoughts that I'm wasting it. But I want everyone to always remember this. You will never know how to save money in the future. You will never know how to buy less in the future if you keep cleaning your plate because you're afraid you're going to waste food. What you actually end up doing is, in the short term, you're not wasting food. You're recalibrating how much food you need to buy and how much food you actually need to be serving yourself, so that in the future, you're no longer wasting money and mm-hmm. food for a lifetime by overeating.
Right.
But I always like to make that point clear, because I've always had a hard time, you know, getting rid of food because mm-hmm. of the way I grew up. And I really had to recalibrate that thinking on that.
Yeah, I didn't struggle too much with the wasting part, because it was like, oh, look, here's more evidence. I'm good. I don't need it. So I didn't keep a baggie, because honestly, I think it would have been super full. But I took pictures every day and stuck it in the Queen's Club, just kind of as like a journal documentation of here's what I didn't eat today. Here's what I didn't eat today. I would say the third week, I actually started just making less.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a lot to throw away, because it was just my new amount. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, I think you're showing, though, that over time what you did that was so smart is, one, you took my advice. Two.
I always take your advice.
Two, you did a really good job of creating what I would call safety. So it's like, all right, we're going to do this new thing. I'm going to still have food available if I need it. So, like, I think for a lot of you, it's really smart when you're going to first start eating less, when your brain has been fighting you should keep eating the same, is to have the food available so that your brain thinks, now we're just choosing. We're not having to do anything. Mm-hmm. It's not like a hard and fast rule. It's like, look, you've got it if you need it. Like, it just creates this level of calm in you, you know, and the struggle or the work is really just in it being new at that point. It's not that it's like, oh my God, it's all gone. And, you know, Corinne said I can only eat half, you know, like we want to navigate around that. And you can see that by the third week, your brain had calmed down. Your brain was okay. Your brain was like, I think we could just serve ourselves less. We're seeing ourselves do this. Like, you started basically giving yourself evidence ahead of time that eating less, like, actually was doable. Before, eating less was like, I don't know about that bullshit.
Well, it dipped me right back into diet mentality, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple days, not a lot. I've been really, really busy. I told you I'm doing this leave at work, and you know, I've just been super busy taking care of my mental health and stuff. So honestly, the the food choices just were like, we're just experimenting with this part of our life. But if I hadn't seen, I probably would have gotten pretty impatient after 2 weeks if I hadn't seen some scale change. I mean, that's what.
Never believe that. Don't even let those words come out of your mouth.
Right. But it became the snowball. And then I was like, ooh, excited. Then I was like,
You to describe this in a way that serves you going forward in your
day. Okay.
So your brain.
I still have Friday and Saturday night shit.
Well, your brain's interpreting it one way. You think you're just telling me what happened as if this is just the way it was. Mm-hmm. But I want you to have the perception in a way that your brain has evidence in the future to hang on to. So after a couple of weeks, what happened was Amber did the things she said she would do. Mm-hmm. I was doing the work. Then the result was coming. The outcome was happening. Then I decided to believe that that was good evidence. I'm the one that decided to be excited about it. I'm the one that decided to do that stuff. Because what happens is we say, well, I lost like some weight the first 2 weeks. And that's why I was confident. It's like, no, because there would have been like, let's say you're Amber and there would be like a Michelle over here. We could have done the same thing. And Michelle might have decided to be like, well, I don't know about that. We probably just got lucky. Like, confidence is a choice.
Right.
Based on the thoughts you apply. And you made the choice for you. Where some people will continue to have fear and doubt and worry that it won't work in the long run, even if they're getting the same evidence. So the reason why I pull this out is because I really want you to take ownership that everything that happened was because you were thinking on purpose, looking at things, deciding to think things, allowing yourself to feel like that's why it happened. It had nothing to do with, well, thank God the scale moved because I probably would have like shit myself. Because what we want you so invested that you're the thinker and you're the doer, that the next time you have a plateau, mm-hmm. don't go to looking externally for what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You look internally for how to fix it.
Which is probably one of my strengths at this point, because I've been in the program so long. I wasn't actually, and I think everybody on the call will have thoughts about this, but the first time the scale actually moved, I was like, huh. Like, I was still just even curious about that. I wasn't, like, thrilled or excited. But, yeah, when we started getting into, like, the 7, 8 pound range, I was like, all right, fuck yes. But, yes, I was choosing. I mean, I would look at the food, right, and I'd wait, check in with myself. No, I'm choosing to move on today. So that was very, very intentional the entire time. Because, you know, my brain threw up all kinds of bullshit. But it's good, you know, this the easy stuff. It's good, and I want it. Nothing, like, deep, dark, scary, and weird. Just, yeah, it is good. And we'll eat more of it later. So I'm not like, yeah, I'll just eat it later. Oh, darn. I'll stick it in the fridge or I'll order it tomorrow. Like, you always talk like that. And I'm like, I'd like to be there. I did that this month. There was one more thing that came up. I wrote it down. Yes, because I have confidence always in my choices because I am a worker. You and I have this in common. We're like, I will work. There was one more thing I wanted to tell you and I can't remember. Well, I think that was kind of the highlights. For me, my jeans got loose Wednesday this week. And I was like, okay, all right, experiment. We're going to keep going. Yep, yep, yep. I'm going to keep experimenting. This is really cool. I like it. Oh, I remember I had I drink this drink called a penicillin. It's scotch and lemon and honey. And it's beautiful and amazing. Well, the crew will listen. They'll appreciate this because I always drink a double. I drank my first single cocktail this week. It was like this much. And I was like, badass bitch level achieved. I drank a single.
Yes. I think this is so important. I want all of you to hear this. How often am I telling you guys? You got to celebrate all the things. Don't just celebrate the scale. Celebrate. Yeah. The things you're doing for yourself, the differences that you notice that you're making. It's kind of like what I was talking about in that other call. It's that process. Like, we've got to get so focused on the process and how we think about the process, how we think about ourselves in the process, not outcomes. You know, like things that we do are the reasons why we get outcomes. But what we do is we get too focused on outcomes and we're not thinking enough about how we think about ourselves in our processes. When we complete a process, when we complete things, how are we going to think about ourselves? I mean, that's where all the meat happens. So you did great this month, not because you lost weight, but because you actually got in there and you experimented and like everything that we talked about. Because if, when y'all listened to that first call, she was not thrilled about doing this.
Yeah, last year, I said all kinds of things after we got off the call. I said,
yeah, like never excited with the work I have for her next, but she does it. And I think that that's one of the things I want everybody to see is that you're so like, I never worry about you. You're so good at being like, I am willing to figure this out. Like, I don't care how long it's going to take me. And you come in and you're willing to bring all of it. That's the other thing that I think that I respect in you is that you always just bring me everything that's going on. And I don't know, it may not be easy for you. It may be super easy. I don't know, but there's this, at some point we all have to be willing to just get to work and we have to be willing to ask for help to get to work. So, you know, great job.
Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you for coming and filling us in. This has been exciting.
It's been so, it's been a really interesting process having people talk about you. I don't know how you do it every day. I knew everybody was talking about me with like love and support, but I was so like, I'd open up my phone and there'd be all these notifications. And I'm like, I feel like I have to interact with all these people. I don't have time today, but I love y'all. Like, this is good. Yeah. I don't know how you do it. It was the nicest and most amazing. And it probably pushed me over the days where I'd be like, fuck it. No, I'm good. I'm going to post tonight. So I just wanted to thank all the queens because it just was like, well, no, you're going to post this thing. You're not going to eat more tonight. You're good. You're good. So I think it was a combination of a lot of just, you know, all the things like, you know, my power thought every day is I'm getting lighter every day. And that was more about the therapy. So the food's just coming along for the ride now. Oh, so awesome. That was the easy part compared to what I was working on. The food is the easy part. That was the Yeah, so that was been exciting this month.
That's awesome. All right, lady. Well, thank you. All righty. Last week.